Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
So you're here because you want to know modern, vintage, everything in the world of card collecting today. Chuck,
he's the collector,
and Joe,
he's the dealer,
welcome you to the best card talk that covers it all. From the hottest new cases to 67 high numbers, all brought to you by Sports Card Investor, the leading source for videos, podcasts, and articles about investing in sports cards. Profit from the hobby you love by visiting sportscardinvestor.com. Collector, dealer, take it away.
Welcome back to The Collector and the Dealer. It is Season 3, Episode 6. I'm Chuck Oliver. I, the collector. He's Joe Davis. He, the dealer. Joe, welcome, man. How you been?
Man, I have been going, and it's great to be back, and we've got plenty to catch up on, and looking forward to sharing with all of our listeners today.
Yeah, before we get into it, Collector and the Dealer, we've got, if you follow us online and you get the downloads and you subscribe, they show up when we record them. It's been a couple of months since we have posted a new one, and in that time, a lot going on that we're going to get to, including some travels from you, some headlines that some folks, just the headlines were plenty shocking as far as personnel movement in the card industry. But before we get into that, tell everybody, I said, I'm the collector, so I'm like, a lot of folks listening. I've got my favorites and I collect. What about you? You're the dealer. Tell everybody a little of your history and how to get in touch with you if they need some product or advice or input.
Sure thing, Chuck. Yeah, I've been in the hobby full-time since 1991. Our retail store is located out in Loganville, Georgia. Got baseballcards.com on the web, G-O-T, baseball cards, and that's our YouTube channel. Got baseball cards and eBay handle, and where we have about 300,000 items. And our biggest thing is we're always trying to help customers with their graded card submissions. That's something we do worldwide. So happy to help any of our listeners out.
All right, let's jump into it. There are screaming headlines that I've seen over the past couple of weeks. One of them was just sort of a report, but then some of them, no, these are news. This has actually happened. There are reports that Topps is returning to basketball, and apparently they're going to be doing it with a lot of basketball card experts from Panini.
Yeah, it's kind of been an avalanche of headlines. Sham Sharania with Athletic reported first that Topps is going to be making NBA cards, which seemed really odd since they don't have an NBA license and won't have one for a couple of years. And so then the next day I get reports that a number of Panini employees, like key employees, had left and gone to Fanatic. So all of us are trying to put two and two together, trying to figure out, has Panini, given up their license? Have they sold their license? Is Fanatic buying Panini? So something's going down. We don't know exactly what, but if that report is accurate, it's a really big deal that we would have Topps basketball for the first time since the 2009-2010 season.
And these are people who have like EVP beside their name and some like of product development, creative content. Like this is like real important employees from Panini that apparently have gone over. All right, let's talk about frequent flyer, Joe. Because I have been planning to get out to your shop over the last couple of months, and you said, oh, yeah, I'm flying to Vegas, or I'm flying out west, or I'm going here. You made three big trips, and all have some nuggets for the listener, I'm sure.
Yeah, I went out to the Topps Conference in Arizona and Topps/Fanatics, and they're doing a lot of great things to grow the hobby. They're pouring a lot of money into advertising and marketing to bring new collectors in. They're working on you know, new products. They share they're pulling some products back and introducing new lines, and they're working on a new product, which is a number of women's leagues, which is very different. You know, they're going to be, I think it's like softball and volleyball, like professional women's leagues. They're going to be making cards for those leagues. That's very new. I went out to the PSA Invitational, which was a meeting of like the top dozen or so submitters around the globe, and got wow. to meet with a number of them and discuss strategies, discuss what they're seeing. And the biggest thing, the biggest takeaway that we saw is every one of us is submitting more volume than we were even a few months ago. There's just tremendous demand for graded cards, tremendous demand for sending cards in. And so one of the largest submitters from Canada was there. He said he's seeing the same thing. And then finally, I just got back from the Mint Collective out in Vegas, which is basically...
That's the heavy hitters.
Yeah, it's an industry summit on steroids, like, you know, Josh Luber, major players in the industry, major leaders throughout the industry. Got to spend some time with Jeff Wilson from Sports Card Investor, and just a great event. Also had a card show on the tail end of it. It was a very busy show, a very high show.
Could I ask you about that? Because you've said sometimes in Vegas, the show is almost like an afterthought.
Yeah, this one was, I went for the information. I went for the interaction with the other movers and shakers mm-hmm. in the industry. But the show, I got to go to 2 days of the show, and it really opened my eyes for ways we need to improve ourselves. Like at the National this year, I got a lot of great marketing ideas for structure, design, you know, ways to better market ourselves at the show, because they really go all out at this event. But there were a lot of high-end cards there. I know there was a lot of activity back and forth. So it was a very good vibe. Everyone, I think, had a good time. They did a fantastic
job. Wow, great.
With the event, you know, and the show.
Walking the aisles, just walking the aisles like somebody else who paid $10 to get in, that's a real eye-opener for a business owner at some point, I have to imagine, because it gives you that whole different perspective. And you're not just walking past other tables to get to your booth. So that's got to be a great experience. All right. Past 2 months or so since we've talked some new releases. Oh, and I want to say something. Joe was saying, you know, at the Topps convention, was that Phoenix you said?
Correct.
Okay. You said they pulled back some lines. They've added some. An example of that, I believe, like Topps opening day, they pulled that off the production schedule for this year. They're not going to make it. But the funny thing was, on opening day, they brought back Topps Big League Baseball, which is more of a like first grade, second grade, third grade, I think, sort of thing. But they released it on opening day. But Big League Baseball came back. That's one of those examples, right?
Yeah, and they really revamped it. One of the coolest things, and I was a little upset I wasn't included in it, but they did a subset of social media influencers. Our friend Jeff Wilson has a card in the set, and there's a few others. And so I'm hoping if they make a high series, maybe I can make the cut. But it was social media influencers in our hobby. They actually have a super short print subset in the product this year. So, but it's a really cool product. Like one of the innovations, you can get cards where major league ball players will follow you on Instagram. Now you can imagine if you're a 12-year-old kid and you get the card and you get to tell your buddies, oh yeah, Mike Trout follows me on Instagram.
So cool.
Yeah.
So
that,
cool.
There's some really good, it is, we have sold out of the product twice. I've got more reordered coming in, and I'm just like, normally it sits and, you know, we sell a few boxes and the rest gather dust. But this year, you know, I got in 5 boxes early this week. They were gone. I've got another case on the way. So yeah, that's been a great new release. Prism Basketball just hit the door a couple days ago, and that's always, you know, a great seller. It's actually a little more affordable this year. The hype is not quite as much this year, but we've been selling it really well in the low 600s per box with 2 autographs. Wow. And I think it's like 22 prisms. So that's a great one. Limited Football just came out. That's always a popular product. I mean, again, 2022 football is not the greatest crop in history. But, you know, people like Purdy, you know, people still chase the autographs and the low numbered inserts and stuff like that. And people are really looking forward to 2023. We've got some really big, now obviously we've got a huge draft class coming up in 23, but all the football releases, Obsidian Football just came out. That's been a great seller as well. So it seems like every week we just don't have any cold products. I mean, there's nothing that just comes out and sits there. Everything moves pretty well.
A popular thought in the sports card world is that there's two camps, those that love the hobby and those that profit from the industry. Thanks to Sports Card Investor, you can do both. Jeff Wilson has built his Sports Card Investor YouTube channel and his personal website, sportscardinvestor.com, so that if you're a beginner looking to flip cards for cash or a returning veteran to the hobby wanting to make sure you get the best deals ahead of any emerging price trends, Sports Card Investor is for you. Sports Card Investor, the leading source for videos, podcasts, and articles about investing in sports cards. Profit from the hobby you love by visiting sportscardinvestor.com.
So we had talked actually the weekend before. It was right before the weekend when we did our most recent episode. And that following weekend, you were doing a huge show in Atlanta, about 600 tables, I believe, and yep. You had whatever, four tables or six or however many you got. What was the experience there? Because you had done that same show several months earlier, and it'd been bang up.
Yeah, I can honestly say this was the Culture Collision show out in Cobb, and I can honestly say it was the best show I've ever done in Atlanta.
Wow.
And I've been doing shows in Atlanta. We did them back in the 80s together. It was definitely the best sales, the largest number of people I've seen come through at a show that I was set up at. And so I was thrilled. They did a fantastic job promoting it. It was a huge improvement. They did a good job last year. This was much better from the dealer side. We had a little more breathing room in our booths, and I was very, very pleased with the results. I mean, the hobby is alive and well in Atlanta, so it's good to be a store owner in Atlanta right now.
Well, we're working on an intern schedule for me so I can come work some shows with you before I get my own tables again. I did that back in the late 90s, as recently as the late 90s at the old Castlegate shows. If you're in Atlanta, you know what that is. But
yeah.
And so I was going to do that, but I want to ask you, when I walk into a show, what am I going to see today, do you think? Is it literally something for everybody, or is it mostly I need the purple lava refractor from Shohei Ohtani, but not necessarily the 52 red man with tabs? Like, what do we look at? Is there a legit vintage crowd coming through the door as well?
Yeah, we did well with vintage. We didn't bring a huge selection, but I think I did 3,000 or so just in our cheaper vintage boxes, meaning, like the stuff $20 and under of vintage cards.
Wow.
We had a lot of set builders come in the room and pulled out their checklist. It was a throwback. It was great to see. And then a number of them have come out to the shop after that. So my only disappointment with the other recent show at Mint Collective is like 80% of the room was only slabs. And of course I wanted to be buying stuff that I could get slabbed, but, Culture Collision was a better mix. It was a much bigger show than the Vegas show. But there was quite a mix of vintage, modern. Yeah, there were those who had those lava, whatever, parallels and high-end slabs. But, there was a good mix of wax. And so as we've talked before, I always shoot for variety. We're already planning out our strategy for the National this year and what we're going to bring. And I think variety is key so that you have a chance to reach someone there, with what they're interested in.
All right. So over the years, I've heard you say like offhanded comments about this is years ago. This guy is taking a lot of my employees' time to submit these cards now. And then it's like, we're going to have somebody full time submitting cards. And I think you've told me you've had two people, like two employees. Is that the number right now? Full time submitting cards? Like, you are one of the larger submitters, obviously, in Georgia, Southeast, et cetera, but it is a full-time avenue of your business, right?
Yeah, I've actually got four full-time employees that only focus on primarily focus on the grade. It's two guys who are just doing data entry and pre-screening cards, and others who are working on the back end as they come back, you know, and managing the logistics of getting them back to the customers and customer service, keeping customers abreast of what they have out there. I mean, we've got like over 5,000 submitters who submit through us. So every day there's several hundred cards coming in the door, both ungraded that are going to be sent out. And typically we have several hundred a day coming back from grading companies, since we work with all of the leading companies. And, you know, the biggest benefit I think customers get from using us is the pre-screening we offer, which we take our, you know, my 30 plus years of expertise in the industry and try to help educate the customer and save them from sending things they shouldn't be submitting.
All right. So real quick, then give us a flyover, grading updates as far as turnaround times, cost, et cetera. You don't have to like settle anymore for someone other than for a while, the turnaround times PSA, it was not bad to kind of look at the other options and say, what might be faster? But PSA is rocking and rolling like everybody now, right?
Yeah, they are. I mean, it varies invoice to invoice. SGC is still the quickest. We're offering SGC as low as 19 in quantity now, $19, and it's like 2 to 3 week turnaround. PSA is still our leader. We're doing the most with PSA and second most with SGC. PSA is averaging about 3 months on their entry level service, which is as low as $20 in quantity for cards up to $499. BGS, one bit of breaking news from the Mint Collective, BGS is introducing a new product line called Beckett Select Grading, which is going to be a cheaper level only for cards from the last 10 years. We're going to be offering that. We are offering that at $1,250 a card. It's only for cards up to $300 in value. It's a little bit different slab, but very similar. I think that one's going to be really popular with collectors who are wanting to grade, you know, current prospects, because it's going to be, they're expecting like a 40-day turnaround time and, you know, a cheaper price point. So I think that'll probably be a big hit with collectors who want to grade low-end, you know, low-dollar rookie cards.
All right, Joe, it's going to wrap it up with the collector and the dealer. Again, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, because it is submitting cards for grading, and you're about the best there is. I do want to ask you one thing before we let you go. Continue to hear all kinds of stories about shop owners getting just like outright, not just theft, it's destroying their property, like the storefronts, taking the doors and all that. Those are still way too frequent for my comfort. Your experience out at the store, we've talked before. You got hurricane proof stuff at your store, right?
Yeah, we have a very advanced security system with multiple layers that some of it I can't share, but
sure.
Those who would want to break into us don't really want to waste their time, because they're going to be there a long time trying to get in. And we're blessed to have people around our store for 24/7 because of other businesses there that are open around the clock. So, and great lighting in our parking lot. So it's kind of foolish to consider us, but sadly, a lot of stores have been hit because, and so I encourage other store owners, anyone who's listening, you know, take the spend an extra $5,000 on protecting your doors and glass and doing things that are anti-theft and adding cameras and both inside and in your parking lot, as we have. If, you know, if anybody gets near our store, we already have their license plate, you know, anytime they're in the area.
And you've got like 4 or 5 steps, whatever it is, to get up to the door. But I've seen that a lot of store owners have had 2 of those like bright yellow concrete posts installed in front of the door, because the smash and grab is a real thing in a lot of those strip plazas. So tell everybody again, though, how to get in touch with you.
Sure. Yeah. They can visit us on the web, gotbaseballcards.com, gotbaseballcards.com. And visit our retail store out in Loganville, Georgia. We're open Monday through Saturday. We'd love to see some of our listeners come out and see us.
I'm the collector. He's the dealer. We will be back. Well, you're going straight ahead, but you're looking to your right. Got your eyes down low, but you hold your head high.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.